Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, Already in Progress.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Who is the law for? The law is for those that disobey God. Now, did he give a pretty nice long list of different things? Now, if you happen to be a homosexual and you say it's okay, I can be a homosexual if I want to. You're under law. I mean, you know, and God's going to judge you. You know, if you're sexually immoral, if you're sleeping around with people that you ain't, I mean, a man that has a wife and he goes out of town and he has, a girlfriend on the road somewhere, and he goes to bed with her while he's out of town, he's sexually immoral. And is he under law? Yep. I guarantee. So guess what God's going to do? He's going to judge him. He's going to get a spanking. You won't like it either. I guarantee you won't like it. Because, you know, I'm teaching you the truth. Do I want you to get judged? No, I don't want you to be judged. I want you to know that you, as a son and daughter of God, you have got to straighten your act up and you got to walk in obedience to his word. Is that what it said?
Yes.
Okay, read that. Start at the top of there. For the law has, read it, start right there at the beginning of that.
For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy, who kill their father or mother or commit other murders. The law is for people who are sexually immoral or who practice homosexuality or are slave traders or liars or promise breakers or who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching.
Wow. So who is the law for? The lawbreaker. It's for the wicked. So if I'm a child of God doing my best to go to church, walk in love, tithe, and do everything God told me, and to walk in love with my neighbor and everything, am I under the law? No. The law, I'm under grace. And if I'm under grace, then there's no sickness under grace. No sickness. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to be sick. You know, you can live your whole life from whenever you're born. Just like Gary a while ago, Gary's thinking about how unworthy he felt. But God doesn't see him like that. God sees him as the righteousness of God in Christ. And so when he as a son of God is doing his best to walk in obedience to God's word, to do what God says, Jesus is very pleased with his son because he is looking at him through the eyes of Jesus. So even although Gary doesn't see himself quite like that yet, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ and I'm unworthy to get this. But Paul even said, I'm the chief of all these sinners too. But you know, he knew who he was. But as Gary prayed for that little boy with that problem and prayed, and I don't know how many times they said he prayed, but he prayed several times, God heard his prayer and healed that boy. You know what some people do? Some people will never pray over nothing, or they'll pray over something one time and say, that's it. That's all it took if you have to pray more than once. And some people have that kind of faith. In fact, one of the ladies told me a while ago, she asked me if I knew Smith Wigglesworth. And I said, not personally, of course. But I said, I heard about him. But she said, did you hear about him when you were young? I said, no, I didn't learn about Smith Wigglesworth till I was much, much older. But I said, he was one of the greatest men of faith that I ever saw in my life. He raised about 23 people from the dead. In fact, his wife was one of the ones he raised from the dead, Polly. And I think about that story when Smith was the kind of guy that when he had his church in England, he found out that this over the hill over here, there was a pastor that had a church and people got healed over there. So every Sunday after church, he loaded everybody up in the wagon and he took them over there and had them prayed for. And many of them got healed. Finally, one day, the pastor asked him, said, can't you pray in your own church? What are you bringing these guys over here for? He said, well, I never prayed for them over there. He said, well, that's why you ain't getting nobody healed. You ain't praying. He said, that's all I do is I pray in faith. He said, you know, I knew he was driving these people all the way over here and then taking them all the way back because they can get healed in your church. So the next Sunday, he started praying to the people at his church. And guess what?
They got healed.
He was amazed at what he'd done. But at 87 years of age, at a funeral, preaching a funeral, Smith Wigglesworth stepped up to the podium and dropped dead at 87. Now, I can't think of a better way to go than preaching the Word of God, you know, and be in perfect health and just die, right? Go home and be with Jesus. Can you? But he was one of the greatest men of faith. How many of you have ever read any of the books about Smith Wigglesworth? Okay, good. Praise the Lord. He was quite a man, wasn't he? Wow. Quite a man. Spend the day with Smith Wigglesworth. You've had a great day. But anyway, read that verse one more time, honey.
For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy, who kill their father or mother or commit other murders. The law is for people who are sexually immoral or who practice homosexuality or are slave traders, liars, promise breakers, or who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching.
Okay, praise the Lord. So we see from that verse, or those two verses, that there's truly a born-again, spirit-filled Christian that's walking in love and walking in obedience to God's word is not under that law, is he, George? A born-again Christian. Now then, what if you're lying to your wife? You're breaking the law. Is that right? Does God say he hates liars? Yes, so even that. And so you wonder why God don't answer your prayer. You wonder why you have problems. I mean, you know, if just like husbands love your wives, or I will not answer your prayer. Now, I mean, you know, if there was not any other scripture in the Word of God besides that one, that when I think about the number of people that I get to pray for and the prayers that God answers for me, if I get in something crossways with my wife and I don't treat her like a lady, and if I don't, he says, well, son, I just ain't going to answer your prayer. If he says I ain't going to answer your prayer, I'm in trouble. Is that right, George? I'm in big trouble because if you come to a church and for a few Sundays and you never see a testimony, never have an answer to prayer, eventually you're going to say, well, this guy's not teaching the truth. He's teaching something, but it ain't working. It's not working for me. Just like Paula sitting there. You know, I mean, she came here for a while and she listened to God's word. And I think Betty's the one that sent her over here, I think. But she come over here because she said, I see people get healed over here all the time. So Paula came over here. She'd been sick for years. And lo and behold, guess what? I think Mike and Gracie, didn't y'all pray for her? Yeah, and God healed her. But when Mike and Gracie prayed for her, and she's been healed ever since. So I mean, today, we praise the Lord for that. We thank you. And you notice that God answers the prayer of all of the prayer warriors in this church. The ones that have been set aside, he answers your prayers. And I'm grateful. Let's go to the next verse and see what else he says here.
Okay, that goes from the last verse. Who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching that comes from the glorious good news entrusted to me by our blessed God. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. Even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ, in my insolence I persecuted his people. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Praise God. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and love that come from Christ Jesus.
Okay. If you look at what Cheryl just read, some of you got a hold of that just like she did. She had to stop in the middle of a sentence and say, praise God. Because I did all these things, Lord, in unbelief. I didn't know out of ignorance. So yes, I used to do this. I used to do that. I was, you know, I'd done all kinds of sins. And some of you in this room are just like some of the rest of us. You've committed every kind of sin there is. Now, you did it in ignorance and unbelief, but as you have learned what God requires, you've straightened up your act, right?
Yes.
Yes, you know, in fact, I had three boys back there at the healing school, a couple, two or three schools, and they were all three of them were black boys, but they were big, big, big boys. I mean, you know, they must have weighed 300 pounds. I mean, they were truck drivers. They were big boys. And they come in and sat down on that back row back there and grabbed me and said, Pastor, we got to tell you something. I said, what's that? They said, somebody give us your CDs at a truck stop. And we started listening to your CDs and said we had no idea what all was in that Bible. Said we go to church when we can, but we had no idea what God's Word says. And we listened to you about sexual immorality and all that stuff and said when you started teaching it, we had to stop, open the Bible and read it. And lo and behold, we found out the Bible said exactly what you said. So he said, you have changed our life forever. We have decided that we have asked God to forgive us of all sexual immorality from Atlanta to Los Angeles and back, of every sexual sin. And Lord, we will never, ever commit sexual sin. All three of them said, Lord, we will never go to bed with a woman that's not our wife. Never again. He said, you've changed our life forever. Now, do you think that's what God wants? Yes, he wanted to touch them boys' heart, and because they had never heard the truth that God will judge sexual immorality, they just went ahead and sinned. And think, okay, God will forgive me. It's like the girl up at the barbershop here a while back, you know, that when I went in, that girl, I said, are you a Christian? She was a new girl, and I said, she said, yes. I said, well, good. I said, where do you go to church? And she told me a church over in Denton. And I said, well, great. I said, what kind of good things is God doing in your life lately? And she said, well, he just gave me another son. I said, well, fantastic. How many children do you have? She said, I got two now. And I said, how long have you and your husband been married? Married? Well, I'm not married. I said, you're not married? I thought you told me you were a Christian. Now, I mean, from what the scripture says, it says Christians don't do this, right? Christians don't live in sexual immorality. Christians don't hate. Christians walk in love. True Christians. I said, ma'am, you need to get in the Word. You need to repent. And she said, well, you know, I know it's wrong to do what I'm doing, but God will forgive me. I said, but when you ask forgiveness, the scripture says you're not to do it again. I said, whenever the woman was caught in adultery, you know, Paula, you'll know the answer to this. Whenever that woman was caught in adultery and she repented for her sins, what did the Lord tell her to do? He said, now go and sin no more. Is that what he's telling all of us? Yes, and that's just like this scripture says here. As we look at him and look at what he's done and how we've done this in ignorance, because some of us really was not raised up in a good teaching Christian home. And so you didn't know that sexual immorality was wrong. You didn't know it. You'd never heard anybody tell you that it's wrong to go out and get drunk and be plastered, you know. You didn't know, so you just went out and did it anyway. You know, thinking, well, everybody else does it. Isn't that what we do? We try to live the way everybody else does, and so we do, and we have no idea there's a consequence to all of our sins.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.